Wow, dude, you look like shit. You don't look surprised to see my tomboy ass stroll into your bedroom. Which is pretty surprising, all things considered. But that was a pretty bad accident we were in. You banged up that head of yours pretty good. Not brain damage bad, more like really intense concussion bad. You don't remember the accident, or too much of what happened right after. Which is probably good because of everything that happened and the injuries that you sustained. Oh, do you like the dress? My mama bought it for the graduation. Huh, I always said I'd die before I'd wear it. Yet, here I am. But I had to wear it. It was a special occasion. Sorry I didn't visit you in the hospital. A lot of people would have been upset if I would have just shown up there. I was never taken there after the accident. The paramedics looked at the two of us when they got there and decided that you were the one they needed to work on. It was all my fault, too. Maybe one day you'll remember it. I have it on pretty good authority that your head is going to be okay, and the rest of you, too. I was being stubborn and hopped in my car instead of doing like you said and walking. Even then, I was supposed to drive us straight home, but instead I insisted on taking the scenic route. Then, one blown tire, a rollover, and 3 months later, here we are. We're all alone, too. Your mom is downstairs, asleep on the couch. Having a kid in the hospital for as long as you've been has just plumb worn her out. Your dad is out picking up all the prescriptions and home care stuff you'll need until you're fully healed. So, we have some alone time, which is good. Aw, they don't really want to see me right now anyway. So, can you forgive me? You don't even remember it all. But it would mean a lot if you could see it in your heart to forgive me. You tried to stop me from driving that night. You were mainly tagging along to keep me safe, but I guess me or fate or someone had something else in mind. Thanks, bro. That means a lot to me. You really have no idea how much. I should leave now, even though I just got here. I have places to go, you know? But you really do look like shit. I hate hospitals. They send you home still covered in glue from where the needles were, or the sensors, or whatever. I can't leave you looking like this. Here, let's get you cleaned up. They gave you some plastic tub thing to carry some supplies home in. And we've got a washcloth here. I'll just get some warm water from your bathroom. Now don't fall asleep while you're waiting. I'm sure you've gotten more than enough sleep lately, but it does help to get you better. That, and you're still on pills for the pain and stuff. Juvenile delinquent that I am, I'd normally ask you to share. I think I've been responsible enough for your pain, though. I won't deny you anything that makes you feel better. Oh, good, you didn't fall asleep. You know, if you had, I'd probably be sticking your hand in this nice warm water. God, that was awful, wasn't I? I wouldn't do that to you now. No more embarrassment. And especially no more almost getting you killed. Well, let's start with where they had the IV in you. It's yet another bruise you're going to have for a little bit. Ah, and it's covered with this awful tape boogers. And knowing you, some of these are probably real boogers too. But I won't let that scare me away. You just have to be persistent with these things. Then you'll feel better without all that stuff on you. There. Now, where else did they stick gunk on you? I'll bet you had those sticky things on your chest too. So, come on, let's lose a shirt. Come on, dude. Now is not the time to be shy. You're still too drugged up to stand on your own, so a shower is out of the question for a little bit. So that leaves you getting a sponge bath. Right now, your options for that are limited. But between me and one of your parents, I like to think I'm the less gross option. So stop being such a baby. Take off that shirt. It's kind of loose on you anyway. There. Was that so bad? And look at that. They even left one of those sensor things on you. Don't worry, I'll get it off. But it will sting a bit. I'm sorry, it had to be done. Now, let me try to clean up the mess that and the other ones left behind. I can tell where they were because they're red from where they took them off. It's still kind of sticky. You've lost weight since you've been in here. I should have brought in some burgers or pizza or something. That hospital food and the IV must have gotten old pretty quick. Were there at least some hot nurses? Maybe ones that gave you baths, just like I'm doing right now. Oh, you're blushing. You are so busted. I'll bet you had them babying you around the clock. Bet you earned it. You're a pretty decent guy, I suppose. You deserve some attention from some hot women now and then. Speaking of which, don't be embarrassed by that hard-on you're getting. You're not on nearly as many painkillers as you once were, so your body is starting to return to normal and do normal stuff. Especially when a maybe kind of cute tomboyish girl is running her hands over your chest. Oh, now you're blushing even more. They must have kept you well stocked on blood, because between that blush and what's going on with your cock there, you're using up a lot of it. But don't sweat it. I'm kind of flattered, really. Maybe it's the dress. You can actually tell that I'm a girl in this thing. But you always did kind of acknowledge that, didn't you? You still treated me like one of the guys, which was what I wanted. But you were okay with the occasional girly thing that I did. In fact, I think you may have had a crush on me for at least a couple of years. You never acted on it or treated me any different because of it. I guess recent events have helped me to get a new perspective on things like what people think about me. It also kind of makes you realize that it's a sad thing if you die without ever really being in love. Let me reach into those shorts you're wearing. Nah, bro. Don't fight me on this one. You couldn't out-wrestle me when you were well, so you sure as shit can't now. Not that you'd want to. You're resisting because you want it too much. Maybe you're afraid about how it will change things between us. Well, let me tell you. They've already changed more than you can imagine. So, let me do this for you. Good boy. It's just a little hand job for my wet little hand. Let me pull down your shorts some more so that guy can breathe. And I can do this better. Sorry, there won't be a happy ending, though. There are no real happy endings in life. You live, and if you're lucky, you fall in love. And then you die. There's always death. It's what you do in life that counts, though. I wish I had known that sooner. I'll bet the nurses never did this for you. And hey, if they did, I don't want to hear about it. It might actually make me jealous. From the way you're reacting, though, I think it's been a much longer time since you had anyone touching this thing, other than yourself. Maybe I'm the first girl to ever touch it. That kind of bums me out that my best friend never got a hand job until now. So it goes without saying that you've never been late. Well, I'm no doctor, but I think I know the cure for virginity. In fact, I think I can cure 2 acute cases of it at once, because I am a very acute tomboy. Did you get that? Kind of a pun with acute instead of cute. Yeah, and I was lame. I just thought that it might have slipped by since you're still kind of groggy. Sorry. I hope I didn't ruin the mood by getting sidetracked there. But I think this will help. Let me take off this dress for you. It's pretty and all, but like anything else, girly, it burns my skin a little when it touches me. But underneath, it's just me and a pair of panties. Oh, and this thing. You probably don't remember it because it's so long ago. It's from one of those times I mentioned earlier, you know, when you knew I needed to be treated like a girl. It was Valentine's Day at school, and I guess all the boys but you forgot I was still a girl, even though I was a tomboy. But not you. You had the best little Valentine's for me. And when I was still depressed after that, you showed up the next day with this little locket for me. I don't think you even realize it opened up. See? I put our pictures in it from the class photos that year. And I pretty much never took it off. I always knew I'd wear it to my grave. It was the only real jewelry I ever had. But it was also the best gift I had ever received. I guess it's kind of lucky I managed to hide the fact that I was wearing it all those years. Or unlucky, depending on how you look at it. Not that I'm sentimental or anything. It was just kind of cool, and it would have been rude not to wear it, even if I never let you know that I did. But you know what? Why don't you wear it for now? I've had my turn for a couple of years, and we don't want it distracting you from the rest of me. So anyway, how about these tits, huh? Not bad for a tomboy. My prescription is that you take 2 of these and call me in the morning. That's not the entire recommendation, though. Here, let me take these panties off, because hopefully you're going to like what they've been hiding. So, as you may remember from sex ed class and, well, probably millions of hours on the internet, this is a pussy. My pussy, specifically. We see it in its native habitat, of right between my legs. It's a very shy creature, and especially so now that it's about to be bred in captivity for the very first time. But if you pet it nicely, I am sure you will calm it down. Or perhaps the opposite. Let's find out which. Well, it's nice to know that your fine motor skills weren't ruined by the almost severe brain trauma that you sustained. I never would have guessed your fingers were this talented based on your video game skills. You pretty much sucked there. I think we may have finally found something you're good at. I mean, other than being a better friend than I ever deserved. And probably a far better lover, too. We won't know until we try, though. Are you ready? No, don't get up. I mean, you're already really, really up as far as your cock goes. But just stay lying there. I don't want you straining yourself too much. Let me do the driving. Oh, sorry. That's a poor choice of words, considering what happened the last time I did the driving. But I think you'll find this to be much nicer than what happened then. You just have to hold still while I kneel over your body. If you were still hooked up to all those machines, I'm sure your heart rate would be spiking right now, just like mine is. They're both going higher as I bring my body lower towards yours. It's not your fingers touching my pussy now. It's the tip of your cock. My best friend's cock. Poking gently at my nervous tomboy pussy. This is a moment where it all changes. Where friends become lovers. Boy becomes man. And perhaps I redeem myself partially for a huge mistake. The moment where I slowly lower myself more and more, taking your cock inside me. There, it's in me. Is it too weird to say we're making love? This feels too good to be fucking. But give me a minute, and I'll make love your brains out. I just want to get used to this thing in me, and maybe savor the moment. Oh, okay, I could be like this forever. But more and more I want to move. Let's give that a try. Starting with just slowly rocking back and forth on you. Oh, yes. Oh, that's pretty nice. Nicer than I deserve, really. But this is more for you. My physical pleasure and possibly great emotional satisfaction are just fringe benefits. By giving you pleasure, I give myself pleasure. And by moving a little faster, I give even more of it to both of us. I'll get a little fancy now and add some up and down to it. Oh, you like that, don't you? You like all of this. You've got your cock buried to the hilt in your tomboy crush. And she's riding you tenderly for the most part. And looking down at you with what are probably disgustingly fawning eyes. Fuck. Tell me if I start going too fast or too hard. I can't guarantee I'll do anything about it, but I'd still like to hear it. Or even better, tell me you're enjoying this. Tell me. Tell me I'm pretty. Tell me you love me. Tell me you forgive me. Or, maybe more importantly, tell me you're going to come. That you're going to come inside me. Yes, it's okay. Nothing will happen other than it will feel really good for the both of us. Yes, I promise. I know this will be the best orgasm I will ever have. I'm sorry. I'm going to get all girly now and lean down and kiss you. You'll feel my breasts on your chest and my lips on yours. Maybe you can take your hands and run your fingers through my short hair. Thank you. There's a tear on your cheek, but it's not yours. I'm sorry for that. I'm sorry for so many things. But not for what's about to happen. I'll never be sorry for that. You're so ready, aren't you? Please, let's do it together. That would be so perfect. Not yet, but soon. Very soon. Oh, oh my God. Oh my God. Now, come inside me. Please, I need this so bad right now. Oh, I love you so much. Well, that sponge bath was obviously a complete waste of time. You're far more messy now than you were then. Doesn't it feel good? I feel more alive than I have since the accident. Which reminds me, I need to go. I'm not one for goodbyes, but that's what this is. I can't see you again. At least not like this. I shouldn't be here as it is. But you'll always have this memory. Hopefully the other ones won't come back, like the night of the accident. The night you were injured so badly. The night when I died. I really do have to go now. You might wonder after the fact if this was just a dream, or a hallucination from the injury, or the pills, especially once you find out about everything that's happened from your parents or the internet. You might have a lot of questions. But the only important one is, where did you get the locket from? Goodbye, my friend, my first love. And I'm sorry about that night. So very, very sorry. But not about what happened today. Never about today. And who knows? Maybe I'll come back sometime, if I'm able. After all, as your best friend, I could never let you live down the fact that you boned a dead girl.